Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I taught that if any truly love the Lord, it is an honor to be placed in trust with the commands given to us by God. Hey, let's continue with that thought today. Compromise of any of the Word of God, of any standards of God, of any of the holiness of God, of any of the purity of God, of any of the righteousness of God, that compromise is a doctrine then of hell. Preacher, God said you would be judged before God and the Lord Jesus Christ at His appearing. And you either believe that or you don't. And the commandment is to preach the Word. Always. In and out of season. You're to preach it reproving and rebuking and exhorting. You're to do it with long suffering and doctrine. Use the Word of God. That doctrine comes from the Word of God, you see. Because this time is coming. And it's really hit hard here in America. Teachers and preachers who turn their heads by appealing to the flesh, that is the itching ears, and turned into fables, the opposite of the truth and holiness of the Word of God. But as Satan with Eve said, oh, this fruit is good to look on. All she saw that was pleasant to the eyes and the fruit that was would be good to eat. Oh, she saw all these positive. But Satan never shows you the end of the matter. He tried it on Jesus Christ, but it didn't work with him. And Satan, even with Eve and Jesus, tried to use the Word of God to cast doubt on the Spirit of truth. But you see, if you're a true worshiper of God, you worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so, Satan tries to cast doubt on that, and he tried that with Jesus, he tried that with Eve, he was successful with Eve, but Jesus fought him with the Word of God, with the actual truth. In 1 John 3:18, he says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Okay. Saying you love is one thing. Carrying it out is quite a different thing. I've heard many times over the years people say, well, you just got to forgive them. Well, God doesn't do that. He doesn't do it until they come to Him in confession and repentance. People's unwilling to confess and forsake their sin, He doesn't forgive them. It's only when they confess and forsake. And when people wrong you, have it in your heart already, 100% forgiveness. But don't extend it until they actually confess and forsake their sin. But not only are we to keep His commandments, but we are also, if we truly love Him, must realize that His commandments are not grievous. It's an honor to be placed in trust with the commands given to us by God. They're not grievous. Obedience proves if we love God, and we consider it not legalistic to fulfill the obligations of love. And look, I married my wife. I said, till death do us part. I said, love, honor, and cherish. Now, some would say, well, you haven't always honored her as you ought to, or you haven't always loved her with everything as you ought to. You haven't always cherished her. And I think you could question that. I don't think that you could do well with that because you can't see a person's heart. But nonetheless, yeah, we all fall short in that area. But here's the thing. The commitment is made. And I found that loving her, doing things for her, doing things that I normally wouldn't do, but because I know she loves them, doing it for her, you know what? Those aren't grievous things to me. For some, it be grievous. Ah, she wants me to, oh, he wants me to do this. For others, oh man, I get to do this. It's the lady that says, that bum, he wants me to iron his shirt. The other lady says, he married me. It'd be a joy to iron his shirts. And you say, that's kind of funny, isn't it, Pastor? Not really. Not really. I've seen it too often with a mother with her children. She does a lot of hard work because she loves her children, and it's a joy that prepares something for her children to do things for her children. So those who call it legalistic to have standards show they don't love God, and also, and unfortunately, they have no real concept of what love is. Their idea is not freedom from the power of the flesh. Rather, it's freedom to fulfill fleshly desires. And when they're caught, and trouble becomes, they're very upset that people hold against them, or that there's a consequence or anything else for their sin. They think, well, everybody ought to just let it go. Have you ever noticed they don't say we have liberty to abstain from alcohol? We have liberty for our daughters to, and our daughters have liberty to dress modestly. Our family has liberty to be faithful to church and not counsel church, but to be faithful and not even for a Super Bowl miss church. They don't say they have liberty for that. Why not? Because those are spiritual things. You see, it's always dealing with an area of the flesh. Jeremiah 17, verse 5 says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Now listen to this next phrase, and maketh flesh his arm. That is his strength, his mode of operation, his idea of the way to success. Whose heart departeth from the Lord, from the way of holiness and righteousness. Psalms 145:17 tells us the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. In Jeremiah 48, verse 10, he says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. That is, they turn to rock. They give out tickets to go to the movies and other worldly pleasures under the guise of we're doing this to win them. Well, we're not out to win them. We're out to see them change by the grace of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new. We're going to win them with sin they're called from. Regardless of the sincerity of the one that does it, it is still abominable to God. It's at odds with the spirit, which cannot be pleased with the flesh. It is turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. And a preacher that does that, that's very dangerous. Very dangerous. It is telling a lost and dying world that there is no need for repentance. Their idea is say, I'm sorry for sin, then you can live like the world. How's that sorry for sin and then continue it? That is not entering into a relationship with the all-holy God. You can't be on both sides. It's either the flesh or the spirit, because you're not on his side. He spews you out. He says that in Revelation chapter 3. It's either the world or it's God. So it's religious, really. It's religious, worldly people. We like to call us legalists. They're religious, but they're not righteous. If we love God and want to please him, then his commandments are not grievous. We love him and we want to worship him in the beauty of holiness. We know, as we look, for example, at Ephesians chapter 4, in verses 22 through 24, he says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that is the former way of living, the former lifestyle, the former attitudes, the former things that you did in that lifestyle. Put off the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Oh, lust can deceive you so quickly. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see, that new man you get in salvation is created in righteousness and true holiness, the Bible tells. Our lives, best show that when we live righteously and in true holiness. We show the beauty of holiness. When we put off the former conversation, when we put on Christ, loving Him makes this commandment not grievous. Men, if we observe our wives when it's their birthday or some other special occasion, we know that there's something that might please her. Maybe it's a restaurant that would be very special to her. It may not be something that you like particularly. She may want to go to a mall, and that's not your thing, but hey, you take her there and you do your best to enjoy it. And then you're excited and happy because you see how it pleased her. And you enjoyed the time of fellowship with her. And then you find, you know what? The joy of our marriage continues. We read earlier of Acts 17, verse 30 and 31 in this first three verses here, where it says, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. It always benefits us and brings joy to our soul when we obey God, especially in the matter of the salvation of our soul. When we receive Christ, the question today is not, are you legalistic? Nor is it, are you worldly? Rather, it's, do you love God or do you love the world? Eternity is in the balance. The Lord said in Revelation 3:14, try to both of them. He says, it's going to spew you out of his mouth. You're lukewarm. Christ spews out. But the world will accept, and Satan will use it to deceive you and others. Now look, repentance and faith.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.